Steve Marchand, Colin Van Ostrin, and Mark Connolly debated topics such as the opioid crisis, climate change, and the minimum wage. But the most relevant question may have been the very first one, posed by moderator Josh McElvin.
According to our latest WMUR Granite State poll, roughly three quarters of the electorate don't know enough about the candidates on stage tonight to form an opinion. So with that in mind, tell us something about yourself.
The candidates describe their early struggles, Marchand being the first in his family to graduate high school and college, Van Ostrin being raised by a single mom, and Connolly recounting this story.
One time when my brother and I, my mother, were living about when I was 9 years old outside of New Hampshire, we had to hide the car in the woods because my mother couldn't make her car payment.
Such humble roots, stress the candidates, puts them in touch with the struggles of everyday people, and all emphasize the need for full-day kindergarten, making the state's Medicaid expansion permanent and putting more state dollars into public education. But Steve Marchand, who several times mentioned he was the lone candidate to have supported Bernie Sanders during the presidential primary, argued none of his opponents have spelled out where the money would come from.
I'm the only candidate in this race talking candidly about the need for more money. If you want things that matter, you have to pay for them. And I think what you'll hear tonight outside of a 10-cent pack tobacco increase, you're not going to hear much from them about the need for increased revenue, but we need it to deal with some of these issues.
The former Portsmouth mayor said he would reverse the recent cut to the state's business profits tax, increase the state's gas and cigarette taxes, as well as legalize and tax marijuana. Mark Connolly, who served as the state's top securities regulator, said he'd restructure the state's business profits tax and hike the gas tax. And when it came to how to pay for building commuter rail, which all the Democrats want, Connolly said he'd count on businesses to chip in.
We have one of the worst transportation systems in the United States, and that's because we're totally reliant on the roads and bridges, and they're falling apart. We have to do a much better job of supporting our infrastructure, and we have to build into the 21st century economy, and that's passenger rail.
In addition to agreeing on rail, the candidates also saw eye to eye on Syrian refugees. They said the state should welcome them, and said they disagree with Governor Maggie Hassan's past calls to pause Syrian refugee resettlement. Executive Counselor Colin Van Ostrin said the current vetting system may not be perfect, but not letting people into the Granite State based on where they're from is wrong.
I don't know that I'll ever be comfortable and sit back and say, yes, everything's fine. But I don't believe that using nationality or religion gets it any stronger. I actually think that weakens the system we have now.
Another topic where the candidates agreed was tightening gun laws, including banning people with severe mental illnesses from owning a gun and limiting the sale of military-style rifles. Here's Steve Marchand.
I talked to some folks who tell me, hey, I got an AR-15, I like to use it to hunt deer. And maybe this makes me a little different from some folks, but if you need 30 rounds that you can shoot in 10 seconds in order to shoot a deer, you might want to consider, you know, just buying meat.
As the debate wound down, candidates answered some less urgent issues, such as last call at the bar. Van Ostrin said he would leave the decision to cities and towns. Marchand said he'd keep it at 1 a.m. Connolly says he'd push it to 2 o'clock. The Democrats' last call on the debate stage comes tomorrow night in Concord. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.